I'm Kitty and I have it.
I'm so scared.
I am really scared. Underestimated how scared I would feel. I was like, yep. Oh, this is a full room. But I've got to be grateful, really, because nothing scares me as much as being back in a room on my own using. And this program and all the people in this room and what I have, you know, learned here, I just feel like I can feel scared right now, but it doesn't cut how fearful it is. Like, now I've had a taste of a bit of freedom, a bit of knowing that it doesn't have to be like that. Well, I keep coming back. And it's a pleasure to do it, you know, so this isn't scared, really. I really liken active addiction to being in, like, a glass box where you're screaming and screaming and screaming and no one can hear you because there's no honesty there, there's nothing. I had no clue of what it was, how to ask for help. I could never figure out what the hell was wrong with me, the denial, the everything. And coming into these meetings and just hearing from my first meeting, I was like, shit, this is where I've got to be. Like, and I'd never ever had that. I never found that feeling different, feeling awkward, feeling completely wrong, just always wrong, always less than, always. Nothing was ever right, never being enough. I'm still now, I mean, I'm nearly 18 months. I'm never enough for anything. I'm never enough for myself, let alone anyone else. And it's horrible. It's living in that way of just everything is unacceptable. Even the acceptable things are unacceptable. I can't, like, it's not sane. And then you start to medicate it, and then that feels all right. And then, you know, I'm scared. I mean, it's not the drug problem so much. It's that I don't know how to live without. It's using some form of self-punishment, whether it be, you know, from such a young age, like, either whether you're starving yourself or using, drinking, whatever, you know, that's what I'm scared of, just being me on my own, like, just, but this is where I learned that it's okay, and that's why. I mean, walking into a room full of this many, at one point, I wouldn't even have done that without being, like, off my face. So, with so many people, like, so it's a massive step forward, and I'm glad of that, because I found my people when I came to NA, and that's an act of faith. That was the first thing for a using addict to walk into these rooms and to just sit in a room and start to try to share with a load of people they've never met, they don't know. I couldn't even, my mum said to me, Kitty, I've not believed a single word that came out of your mouth for the last 10 years. Like, and to then walk into a room and then start going, oh my God, help me, I'm fucked. It's just a massive act of faith. That is God, that is faith. Like, I don't know. I'm just really glad that happened to me. And it's not, none of this stuff is easy. It's really, really hard. I mean, I think I'm getting more mental sometimes. I can't, like, I do crazy stuff. But at least I know. Well, I don't know. I mean, trying to control everything around me, control exactly how I'm going to feel every minute of the day. And as long as I do that, that's all right when I'm using it. If I can control and I know exactly that I'm going to be in this space, then I'll be fine. But not knowing, letting go, now that's interesting. Like, using is not interesting. I mean, it started off great. I loved it. I loved it for a bit. I was just a liability. I was just a bit mad in college. Everyone thought I was hilarious, and it was funny, and then it was fine. It was manageable, and I did crazy things. I got stuck. I thought it was a good idea to, like, climb through the dog flap in my house, and that's all funny. Got stuck in the dog flap, and that's when it just screaming, like, help! Like, literally, I was so small. I was so, like, so kind of gaunt, and I could stick through our dogs that were tiny, like I could be just lying there half, like, that's all right, that's kind of funny. Then it starts to get it starts to get more dangerous. It starts until I'm at the point where, you know, a few years on, I'm running at walls, I'm cutting my arm up with a 6-inch knife, I'm trying to end it. I'm like, I make dents with my head, with the place I used to live, and my poor ex-boyfriend running around trying to, like, sleeping on top of me. I'm going, I'm going to, like, just madness, like, where it takes me. I know where it's going to take me, but now a life without having to do that, I don't know where that's going to end up, and that's exciting, and that's something that I want to do. Like, using it's just dull, boring, and I didn't know that at the time. You kind of think you're living this great glamorous, like, existence, and it was just shit, and it's degrading, and it just moves too fast for me. I was already, like, in a psych ward at 19 for going completely and not being able to manage. I mean, so, and then I managed to carry on for another 5 years, so I don't really know. I mean, to be honest, the level of denial of this disease is what's scary, and the duality. For me, the duality of my head is nuts. I can't, like, that Jekyll and Hyde. When I heard Jekyll and Hyde, I was like, oh shit, yeah, that's me. It's like, I want this. Oh, and it's fear. It's all rooted in fear. That's one of the main things that I realised. I thought I was so bad. I was like, oh yeah, I was so angry. Such an angry using addict. So kind of. But didn't realise that under all that fear, rage, anger, which still can come out, and it's just all defence. And it's like I'm continually trying to fight this battle. I'm trying to fight this crusade, and I don't even know what I'm fighting. Like, it's mad. I create, my brain can go off like a gun and create stuff around me. And it's scary, because when it says, that's why I'm glad I can be sitting in here and sharing around people that actually, no one in here, Kitty, no one hates you, no one wants, you know, no one can, like, walking into a room and feeling like everyone hates you all the time, and all this self-centred fear is too hard to cope, it's too hard. I guess the thing that I've just finished my step five, which has been amazing. It's been really hard, really. It's like I sat on my step four for way too long. First thing, I pick up the step five and read it out with my sponsor. It was like, whatever you do, don't do this step and then leave it in a drawer. Don't do step four and then leave it in a drawer. Go straight into step five. And what did I do? I left step four in a drawer and just proceeded to go nuts. I can't live with that level of, because you can see I can see everything, and I suddenly realise this was the one thing. I suddenly realised I have no one left to blame anymore for my madness, and that is difficult. Looking at yourself is hard. I can look at everyone else in the room. I can blame everyone. Be such a victim. If anyone came up to me and said, "Oh, you're such a victim," I'd be like, "What? That's not the case. I would not have believed you." But I am. I'm a complete victim, and that. Why would I do that to myself? Because I have the power of my own life. That's what I'm learning. I can take back the power. Like, if I choose to put myself in that victim role, well, then I'll always feel like a victim, and then I won't get what I want in life. If I never stop my crazy behaviour, thanks, to start to think actually what I do want for my life and create a plan, write it down, know what I want. Which I still have no idea what I want. Like, who knows? It changes, like, every 5 minutes. But if I can't stop like long enough, meditate on it, to actually create a plan, see something, just to know, not a plan. I mean, I know it's not about planning. We don't want control. We want to relinquish control, and it's all going to happen, and whatever's meant to happen is going to happen. And I totally believe that, you know, because that's the only way actually it can happen. Because if I have to know, I used to wish that someone would tell me exactly what was going to happen every single day for the rest of my life, or someone was going to just come and say, this is what you're going to do, and there you go. And I thought, oh, that would be the best thing. Someone just came and told me exactly what I was going to do, what I was going to be. It's all purpose, me, what am I to the world? How can I be? I'm this big. I'm, you know, so small in this world, but I can put myself as the world. And that's painful because it's too much pressure on myself, you know. But I thought that if someone could come and tell me exactly what I could be, then it'd be fine. But then what the hell would my life be about, you know? If I knew everything. And what this program really is teaching me is to let other people in. I think my ideal was to have been a island, completely self-sufficient. I can, I'm going to fight my own little crusade, and I'm going to win this argument. I heard the other day about how my whole thing has been winning arguments, I'm right. What is the upside to winning an argument? Like, what you've done is, like, made someone feel shit. You're not even at that point. You haven't made someone feel shit. You just won an argument. I'm just realizing, like, yeah, I just heard that the other day, exactly when I needed to hear it, as this program goes. Like, just, and that's God as well. I'm in exactly the right place at the right time to hear exactly what I need, and it's not going to be any other way. Therefore, I should just sit back and just chill the fuck out sometimes, because it's too much. I cannot cope. I can't cope without you guys. I can't cope without this program. As I said, I can't cope with the idea of going back using it. That scares the hell out of me, because I know a little bit of this, and as far as I can see, it's getting better and better. And I mean, I'm still a complete nutcase, but it's getting better. And I don't know where it's going, and I don't know where it's going to end up. And that's actually a really good thing. Keep coming back. And if you're struggling, this is right. You're in the right place completely. There's nothing, just trying to find a plug for that hole it just doesn't work. And getting human connection, suddenly starting to realise that actually I do like people. no one's out to get me. It's all my own madness, my own kind of conspiracy thinking. I know all the world's conspiracy theories at 24 is just really not fun. But yeah, thank you for letting me be of service, and